and let's talk boxing right now. Well, more boxing attire, really, shall we have a little chat about? Because there's a company in Sheffield who I've spoke to before. In fact, the lady who runs this company is on the phone with me right now. They're called Fight Label. Now, they did some amazing shorts for Amir Khan not too long ago. And, well, Sophie from the company has kind of got herself firmly into the news one more time. Sophie, good evening. How are you?
Hi, very well, thank you.
So, for anybody who's not aware about what you do with Fight Label, let's just run through a little bit about that first. Tell us what the company's all about and what you do.
Okay, so Fight Label pretty much is, well, I started a year ago, and it's all custom boxing shorts, jackets, all the fight kit. For everyone from like amateur-level boxers right up to the elite Floyd Mayweather of the world. So it's pretty much any, your dream pair of boxing shorts can be achieved here at Fight Label.
Now, we're not talking like, you know, just some standard shorts, are we, or some standard ring gear. We're looking at some pretty cool stuff because you bring that fashionable edge to it, don't you? That's what you do with your company that makes it so unique.
Yeah, we work with everything from your basic like satin shorts right through to python skin, crocodile skin, leathers, you name it, we can get it. Like we did the 24-karat gold shorts from Amir Khan. Anything is really possible here.
And that's the thing with this, isn't it? Because you've designed something, and this wasn't like when Amir Khan approached you. This was a little bit different. You've designed something for Floyd Mayweather, possibly the most famous boxer on the planet. And these shorts that you've designed, you've got a bunch of Swarovski crystals on there. About 2,000 of them, is that correct?
Yeah, there are around 2,000 stones on the shorts. There was something we'd not done before. We like digitally printed Floyd's face onto the shorts, and then we fully stoned him, and there was $100 bills on there, and there was something quite different and quite unique. But I thought, what do you present the man that has everything? So he came up with this idea, and he loved it.
Yeah, what do you give the man who literally has everything? He's got more money than anybody can even think about right now. I mean, that's what's on the other side of the shorts, isn't it? $100 bills all over it with the crystals there, and of course the TBE, the best ever logo that you've got on there. And watching the video that's been going around on YouTube, it's been going viral. Floyd absolutely loved these. He was in Sheffield on his UK tour, and he went crazy for them, didn't he?
Yeah, he really did. You know, it was the most unexpected, crazy reaction. I think as well, because he was obviously teasing at having a 50th fight, it's the first time he's kind of hinted at anything close to that. Everyone just went crazy for it. And to have him in Sheffield as well, where we're based, on the tour, was just incredible, really.
And when you were in that position, when he was talking there about the 50th fight, you must have known, mustn't you, when you saw the video, that's going to do really well on the internet, and it most certainly has.
Yeah, I was just in shock the whole evening. I couldn't believe it was happening. I have to keep pinching myself all day yesterday. Obviously, it's not your standard Sunday night, spending it with Floyd Mayweather. Having him react like that to a gift that you give him, it was something quite special.
Now, obviously, we're looking at these shorts that you've designed right now. They're beautiful, and Floyd has gone absolutely bananas for him. He is loving them, and he was saying all the way through that little video that leaked online, I'm saving these for my 50th. I'm saving these for my 50th. This is what I'm going to wear on my 50th. And I don't think he was talking about his 50th birthday there. We know he's stuck on 49 fights right now. He says he's retired. I've said this to Eddie Hearn in the past. I've said this to other boxers in the past as well, as we've been talking about Floyd. You know, I think he's the kind of guy who likes a little round number. You know what I mean? I think he's going to go for that 50th fight. Just have a little think about this, Sophie, because you think about these shorts that you've got right here. If he wears these on his 50th fight, these could go down as the most famous shorts in boxing history, made in Sheffield. How is that going to feel if that happens?
It would feel amazing, because we actually made two pairs, and I have the other pair here, and we had him sign them, so we've got number two of two. But it would be incredible, because we did the shorts for his last opponent in his 49th fight for Andre Berto. So we've worked with his opponent, we've not worked with him yet, so it would be the icing on the cake to get him.
It would be absolutely incredible, wouldn't it? It would be absolutely incredible. And obviously, then, you know, you're looking at other fights that are coming up soon. Obviously, those would be very, very famous. But, you know, there's a potential. And we're still waiting to see if this would actually happen, whether it will or not. You know, there's a fight that one of these fighters has got coming up in May, which is going to be huge for him. But, and he's a man, of course, you've designed for before, Amir Khan and Kell Brook, Sheffield's Kell Brook. I mean, that's, I'm sure, something that, you know, you'd be pitching for there, getting some shorts and ring gear designed for those boys.
Yeah, we've started working on the designs for Kel already, and obviously now we're starting putting wheels in motion to get the designs done for the Khan Canelo fight. But we're working with so many amazing boxers now, like Anthony Joshua. We've got Kel Brook for the show on the 26th, and Adam Etchers, which is nice to have local Sheffield boys boxing in our kit. So it's all go at the moment.
And when you look at the kit, I mean, in terms of a time scale, how long does it take to produce a pair of these shorts?
Well, we can turn things out pretty quickly. It's more putting everything together that takes the time, like the design process and deciding what we're actually going to do, and obviously having sponsors confirmed and things like that. But the physical making of the kits doesn't actually take that long. It's more the build-up to it.
And it's the design process, I guess, isn't it? Like you said, you know, there's that build-up. And obviously, you know, looking at these shorts and the ones you've done before, there is no limit, and you are very creative with it, and it's finding that different edge, isn't it? And looking into that boxer's personality to find that thing that is going to make it all unique.
Exactly, and I think, like, when we design and I sit down with the boxers, I design something that suits them and that they want to wear, so I wouldn't necessarily put Amir Khan in a design that Anthony Joshua would wear and vice versa. You know, everything has to work personally and specifically for that boxer. And, like, when we do the shorts with Kel, he has always the opponent that he's fought and the date. So everything is personal to each one. And I think with the attention to detail we have, that's what's kind of attracted all the boxers to come and try something new and be a bit different. And obviously when you are different, you stand out in the ring, and then that attracts more attention. And then things build, like press does. Just like when we gave Floyd the shorts, you know, all this hype that goes around, it's not always just about the fight. It's kind of a lot more that you can do to build profile.
Yeah, without a doubt, and it's, you know, going to be fantastic to see these shorts, these designs, these, you know, maybe robes, maybe anything else that goes around any other part of the Fight Label brand that's going to be all over the world. And it's wonderful that it comes from right here, homegrown in the White Rose County. It's just amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's brilliant. I mean, we do everything from the shorts to the jackets, the robes, the tracksuits, T-shirts for the team, you name it. We're working on launching our new website, which will have everything on it, selling from hand wraps to boxing boots, water bottles, T-shirts, snapbacks, you name it, we'll be selling it.
It'll be all over there. It'll be amazing. Look, Sophie, I'm pretty sure that your life's not really come back down to a normal level yet, because as you said, you know, a bit of a strange Sunday that, you know, instead of having a Sunday roast like most people would, you're hanging around with Floyd Mayweather, which is is very interesting. What was it like being part of that little bit? Even though it was probably such a quite short, concentrated time, being in the presence of a man like that and seeing the circus that goes on around it.
Yeah, he had like an entourage of around 30 people, and Daniel Osborne and everyone at MDG Events did a really good job at managing the chaos, and it was brilliant. I mean, I was quite nervous. Obviously, he was a little bit late arriving, and everyone's like nerves and excitement was building. And then we eventually got to meet him, and he was just so enthusiastic and energized by the whole thing, which was nice, because obviously to spend that much time with his fans, because he doesn't come over here very often.
Oh, a little bit. He was like he'd eaten a full pack of Haribo after he got them shorts.
Well, he was pictured eating Haribos when he came out.
Oh, really?
So maybe that's where it had come from.
I didn't even see that. I just made that up on the spot. But yeah, he was well and truly energised by it all, and I think he was loving being in your presence and seeing what you'd done for him, which was fantastic. And yeah, the sky's the limit now, I think, for you guys. If they want to check out any more of what Fight Label have got to offer and what you do, where can people have a little look at?
Yeah, they can look at our Twitter, which is @FightLabel, and our Instagram, which is @FightLabel1. And they can inquire on our website, www.fightlabel.co.uk.
And I'll tell you what, some of the designs are absolutely fantastic. Look, Sophie, thank you very much for joining us today. Sophie Whitten from Fight Label, who encountered Floyd Mayweather with these amazing shorts. Are they going to be the most famous shorts in boxing history, made right here in the White Rose County in Sheffield? We will soon see. Sophie, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.